Welcome to another episode of Short Subjects. Today's episode, License to Kill, from 1989. Directed by John Glenn, with a screenplay by Michael G. Wilson and Richard Maibaum, based on the James Bond characters by Ian Fleming. Starring Timothy Dalton, Carrie Lowell, Robert Davi, Talisa Soto, Desmond Llewellyn, Benicio Del Toro, and Wayne Newton. Cinematography by Alex Mills. Music by Michael Kamen. Distributed by MGM United Artists. When CIA operative Felix Leiter is left for dead by a vicious drug kingpin, Sanchez, James Bond makes it his personal vendetta to take him down, going so far as becoming a rogue agent. In the illustrious history of James Bond films, one entry has often been overlooked and unfairly maligned: Timothy Dalton's portrayal in the 1989 film License to Kill. Despite being a stellar and gritty Bond, Dalton's take on the iconic character often falls under the shadow of his predecessors. Dalton, however, brought a raw intensity to Bond that was remarkably close to Daniel Craig's later interpretation. His Bond, true to Ian Fleming's original vision, was ruthless and embittered, making him a refreshing departure from the suave, debonair Bonds of the past. License to Kill doesn't portray Bond as a guy who needs gadgets, but rather as what he's supposed to be, a highly skilled, cunning secret agent. There are one or two cute little Q gadgets, but for the most part, Bond has to rely on his training and skills. Despite Dalton's phenomenal performance, License to Kill faced a tough battle at the box office. It became the worst performing Bond film in terms of grosses, leaving many to wonder why. Perhaps it was because the movie deviated significantly from the traditional Bond formula. While it retained some quintessential elements such as the presence of Q, it ventured into uncharted territories with its more extreme violence than usual. This film showcased a level of brutality not seen before in the Bond franchise. From a man being maimed by a tiger shark, to another being trapped in a decompression chamber resulting in a ghastly explosion, the movie pushed the boundaries of what Bond fans were accustomed to. What truly set License to Kill apart was its more well-rounded Bond girls. The Bond series until then had often been criticized for its one-dimensional female roles. This departure from the norm was refreshing and added depth. Furthermore, this film features something that is lost in today's cinema: stunts. In fact, some of the most incredible stunts ever seen in the Bond universe at that point. The film pushed the envelope in terms of action, leaving audiences both shocked and exhilarated. My lord, in a day and age when everything is CG'd to death, this film relies on stuntmen doing dangerous stunts on real buildings and vehicles exploding. What a concept. It looks so much better and cooler when you know that the 18-wheeler at the end of the film was actually blown up by a stunt coordinator and not a laptop. Additionally, the villain of the film, Fran Sanchez, is criminally underrated. While Goldfinger, Dr. No, Trevelyan, and Blofeld will all go down as the more famous Bond villains, it's a shame that Sanchez gets ignored. Again, he's a more realistic villain. He's not out to conquer the world or blow up a country. He's just a drug lord out to make money. Pure and simple. In retrospect, License to Kill might not have been a commercial success, but it undeniably left its mark on the Bond legacy. Dalton's fierce portrayal, the intense violence, the great Bond girls, and the jaw-dropping stunts all contributed to making it a unique and memorable installment in the franchise. It might not have resonated with everyone at the time, but its daring approach and willingness to break conventions have earned it a special place among Bond enthusiasts, showcasing that there's more to 007 than just martinis and charm. Anyway, you can hate on Dalton if you want, but License to Kill is a fun, ass-kicking movie with lots of explosions and sweet stunts. And really, what more can you ask for? License to Kill is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. You can digitally rent or purchase it at most digital retailers, and it is available on Blu-ray and DVD.